And they said, we're doing just fine down here in the ATL. Our church is moving our community in the right path to Jesus. You must, and here it is, and this is what I'm going to address. You must have you must have a jealousy spirit on you. You need to keep your mouth off, and that's where they stopped at. And I want to address that jealousy spirit thing, right? Because if you remember, hey, what's going on, family? Welcome back to the podcast. I'm glad that you guys have joined me for this week's podcast. I just want to say happy new year to all of you guys. We are officially in 2024, and it seems like 2024, you know, getting right into it. It seems like the first few days, a ton of things have happened, you know, all over the world, you know, whether that's, you know, in the natural habitats, you know, earthquakes, you know, storms, you know, in the world of ministry, you know, I'm pretty sure in our own personal world of entertainment. It just seemed like the first few days of 2024 has been a bit much already, which kind of, you know, seems like it's setting us up for a very interesting year. But nevertheless, God is still good. God is still the same, and God is still in control. Listen, this week I wanted to kind of address a comment that was left on our last week's podcast. If you did not watch our last week's podcast, I talked about, you know, a lot of these discussions that we have about false teachers and false preachers and some of the different individuals. I didn't talk about them per se, you know, about some of these different individuals that you hear about all the time, that people are constantly making videos about, you know, because they're constantly doing things or saying things that may be out of context, maybe heresy, whatever have you. And I just kind of was talking a little bit about, you know, why keep following these individuals if we feel like they're not doing the job that God has called them to do or that God would require them to do. And in the midst of me sharing that, I shared a thumbnail, and I had a few individuals on the thumbnail that, you know, over the years, you know, even up until today, you know, have had some controversial moments. And, you know, these are individuals that people talk about all the time. So that was the main reason why I shared their pictures on, you know, the thumbnail. And, you know, to be honest, you know, some of these individuals, I can't necessarily speak for all, but for most, I've definitely seen, you know, some of the things that people have talked about or that they shared online, right? So in me doing that, I guess one of their members, and the pastor was Jamal Bryant that was on the thumbnail. One of his members left a comment, and I want to read that comment, and I want to address a little bit. You know, I want to address that comment a little bit, but also I want to say something about the comment that confirms what I talked about on last week's podcast. And if you have not seen that podcast, please go and watch it, because I talked about a lot of different things, a lot of good things when it comes to following these different preachers that we feel like are false teachers or false preachers. I'm not here to call them out and say everything that they're doing. You know, that's not what God has called me to do. But I am here to talk about these different issues, because it is an issue to the body of Christ, right? It is a possibility that these are things that can cause people to stumble. But what I try to do is I never try to make it personal. And that's why, you know, I was surprised by the comment that this person left. And I'm going to read the comment to you. It says, well, you need to keep Dr. Jamal Bryan off your list. Now, let's stop right there. If you listen to the podcast, or when you go and listen to the podcast, you'll see that I never even mentioned Jamal Bryant in the podcast or on the podcast, but he was on the thumbnail. So, you know, I give them the benefit of the doubt there, but I didn't have him on the list. You know, there wasn't anything personally said about him on that podcast. But once again, if you know anything about Jamal Bryant, obviously for maybe 20, 25 years, however long, you know, because I've been saved now since 2001. So that's what, 20, going on 23 years. I've been in the same church 22 years. So let's say last 15, 16 years when I've heard about him, or first time I've heard about him, you know, it was in controversy and situations that he was in, whether it was marital or whatever have you, right? So it's not like he's no stranger to people making videos about him. And it's not like, you know, all of the videos that's being made about him, you know, people are like lying on him, right? Like we have clips of him saying stuff and doing stuff. So anyway, I just said all that to say, you know, it's not like he's had a super clean slate, but nevertheless, once again, it's not my job to stick him out or say what he's doing wrong or whatever have you. But I used, you know, his picture and some other people's pictures to say, listen, if you feel like these people are constantly doing crazy things in ministry, constantly talking crazy, leading people down the dark path, you need to stop following them. And I'm telling you, go listen to that podcast, because it even wasn't just about that. It was a whole lot more to it. And I'm going to share something that they said that I shared on the last podcast, but I wanted to address that first, right? I had them on no list. And they said, we're doing just fine down here in the ATL. Our church is moving our community in the right path to Jesus. You must, and here it is, and this is what I'm going to address. You must have you must have a jealousy spirit on you. You need to keep your mouth off, and that's where they stopped at. And I want to address that jealousy spirit thing, right? Because if you remember, if you listen to the last podcast, and I'm telling you, if you have not, please go and listen to it, because this is one of the things that I addressed. I said, listen, because I not only talk to the people that are following them, maybe like this congregant or whoever have you, but obviously not this congregant because they feel like Jamal Bryant is doing fine. And that's cool. You know, you follow whoever you are led to follow. But not only did I address the people that had problems with them that are in some of these congregations, but I also talked about those that do make videos about Jamal Bryant and Juanita Bynum and Joyce Meyer, whoever, you know, expose videos and constantly showing different things that they're doing. One of the things I said is that when you do that, you know, when you start addressing preachers personally, one of the things that you're going to get, and this is why I don't like doing it. Like if I talk about false preaching, false teaching, I just try to go to the scriptures and what it says and what to beware of and what to watch out for. I try to never make it personal or, you know, make it, you know, the podcast or whatever message I'm sharing about an individual person, because one, because of this reason right here. And two, I'm only going to do that if God really leads me to do that. But one of the things I tried to share with those that do that, I said, listen, this is why it's not a good thing, because you may be telling the truth. You may be saying exactly what this individual is doing, right? You may have all the evidence right there on camera, but what a lot of people will do that's defending them, and even them themselves will say, listen, you got a jealousy spirit, or you're jealous, you're hating on what we got going on and what we're doing. And a lot of times that's not the case, but that's why I like to address things just from a scriptural standpoint without saying anybody's name and this and that. And once again, I'm not saying that you're wrong for doing that, but I do have a problem with those that's their constant, you know, video content. It's almost like they've made it a ministry to follow preachers and listen to preachers until they mess up and say, see, I told you. Like, I do have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with people being called out, because people were called out in the Bible, right? So that's not the issue within itself, but this is the issue that you'll run into. It's just like, if there's somebody you know and they're doing something wrong, right? They're doing something crazy. They're living some type of crazy lifestyle, and you got facts about it, right? Like there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And you address them on that, right? And depending on how you address them, you know, they'll use any little thing to get out of that rebuke, to get out of what that scorning that you're giving them, right? Like, let's say if you get a little too loud, oh, see, you know, they'll turn all the attention to you get loud or to a couple of different words you use in saying what you're saying to them, just to get out of, you know, the being accountable for what it is that they have done. And that's what you see a lot of times like this. Like, I don't have no jealousy spirit. I don't know a whole lot about Jamal Bryant except for what I've seen over the years, you know? And I, once again, this is just being honest, I've seen him say crazy stuff. I've seen him do crazy stuff. But once again, I don't have anything personal about him, you know, personal problem with him. And you can't go back in any of the 300-400 videos we have on YouTube where I said anything personal about him, right? So I was discouraged by that, you know, I don't want to use the word discouraged. Well, I guess I will use the word discouraged. I was discouraged by it because it was just confirmation of what I had just said in the podcast. It was good to see the confirmation, but it was a discouragement because this is what, you know, people will do instead of addressing, you know, a problem that they may have in their ministry or with their pastor. And like I said, this person might not have a personal problem with Jamal Bryant, but when things come up and he does things or say things, you can't act like, you know, like he didn't, like, you know, oh, it's not that big of a deal, because this is a big deal because we are all striving to get home to be with the Lord, right? This is all of our spiritual lives on the line. And one thing that I've talked about in the past is, you know, you got to be careful about idolizing your servants, right? Like, we are sent here to serve. And one of the things, when you look at the definition of idolize, and I've talked about this in other podcasts and the messages on the YouTube channel, but listen to the definition of idolize. It says, think of very highly, to worship as a god, to regard with blind devotion, right? And this is what happens a lot of times with these, you know, what we would call celebrity preachers or famous preachers. And that's what the podcast is really going to be about today. But I wanted to address this comment first, but I wanted to talk about the price of fame and how high it is, especially in ministry. But once again, when you're idolizing somebody, you're thinking of them very highly, you're worshiping them. And the only person that we should be worshiping is God. And a lot of times people are serving these people with a blind devotion. All they could see is what they're doing, how they're performing, how they're doing their thing. And when you look at blind, it's unable to see, obviously, sightless, reckless. Listen to it. Listen to some of the other definitions of blind: reckless, unreasonable, but not controlled by intelligence. Like, you know, you got to be honest with what you're seeing, because that's the only way that you're going to hold yourself accountable. And you know, and this could be in your family, this could be your church leadership, this could be your boss, whoever. If they're doing something crazy, you can't just act like they're not because they're in a position above you or they're related to you. No, you got to be honest about it, right? And pray on a way to address it, or if you have the ability to talk to them about it, so that way, you know, God doesn't hold you accountable. And now they can be held accountable, right? Because the truth has been put out there. Somebody's been honest with them about it. And now it's in their hands and God's hands. It's up to them to listen to God. But when you look at devotion, it's commitment or loyalty. And a lot of times when we see different things happen, you know, in ministry, we see different preachers do things, you know, we act like, you know, it's nothing. Like recently, I got a message from somebody, and they were like, yo, did you hear about what happened with William Murphy? And I was like, nah, I don't even know who that is. And I didn't. And it's funny because I was watching something and I heard the person mention his name, but they didn't really, you know, go in on why they mentioned his name. They just kind of referred to his name, but I didn't know who it was. I thought it was like a friend of theirs or something. But when my friend said that, I said, nah, who's that? What happened? And they sent me the video clips of, you know, the New Year's Eve service and all of the different things that they were doing. And once again, you know, when you see these type of things, you got to be honest with what you're seeing, right? Like, we get it, man. You want to make things fun for people. You want people to come to the Lord. But listen, there's only a few times a week that many of us are in the house of God, right? So when we are in the house of God, we want to make sure that when we are in the house of God, that it's all about him, right? And I talk about these things all the time. So this is nothing against him. I don't even know him. I watch some of the videos my friends sent me. And as I'm watching some of the videos my friends sent me, another friend of mine sends an emoji of a throwing up and a link to a video. And it was about that. So I didn't know anything about this guy. I had never seen him. But as I started going through a few of the videos my friends sent me, it brought me right back to last week's podcast. It's like, well, if this guy has been doing all of this, then why are people still watching this guy? Why do they keep following this guy? And a lot of times it's blind devotion. No knock to him. I don't know the man personally. Maybe he got a good heart. But if he's doing these things, if he's doing the things that I saw, the video clips that I saw him doing personally, things I seen him saying personally, this is something you got to pray about and be careful about continuing to follow behind. I even saw his response, right? And it was once again, one of these type responses like, oh, y'all just hating. Y'all ain't winning as much souls as me. This is the type of lingo that is going to be used when people are addressed about what it is that they're doing, you know, especially when they're in the public eye, especially when they're saying that, listen, I'm a representative. I am an ambassador for God. An ambassador for God is a messenger and a representative of the kingdom. So as a messenger and a representative of the kingdom, that's what we expect you to be, a representative of the kingdom, and how what we see in the scriptures, how they represented the kingdom when they gave messages and when they talk, how they talked about the kingdom and relayed the kingdom to us, right? So that brings me right, that's my segue right into this week's podcast, but I wanted to address that. And if you're listening, the person that made that comment, I have no personal problem with Jamal Bryan. You feel like that's where the Lord has you and you feel like he's doing great work, then fine. But also, if you do see things that are red flag, just be honest with yourself. Pray about it. If you have access to them, talk to them about it, because these are serious matters. We've seen a lot of people lose their lives spiritually and naturally following behind the wrong person. But I wanted to talk about this, right? You know, the price of fame is truly high. And that's not only fame in ministry, but that's just fame anywhere. And I know a lot of times when we talk about, you know, celebrity preachers, celebrities in general, but we mainly dealing with ministry, celebrity preachers or preachers that are famous. You know, some people have a problem with them being famous, as if being famous is the negative part, right? As if being famous is the wrong part, I should say. And I want to read a definition to you, because I want to talk a little bit about fame, and I want to talk about, are there other people in the Bible that were famous, right? So let me read the definition of fame to you, so we can get a little understanding of what fame truly is, what the definition of fame is, right? One definition is to report. Public report or rumor, to make famous. So this is how these individuals become famous. This is how a person becomes famous, right? The word fame is to report, right? How do these people get famous? It is by those of us sharing, you know, what it is that they're doing online. If they're a musician, sharing their music, letting somebody know. If they're an actor, listen, I just saw this movie, it was off the hook. You know, so this is how their fame is built up, is by reporting, right? Yes, they can do some, you know, sharing themselves, putting content out there. But ultimately, the only way that somebody is able to become famous is, obviously, it has to be through some actions that they've done, but it has to be reported on, right? And it has to be reported on a good amount of people for it to get to that level. But I want to read a little bit more definitions about fame that you'll find very interesting, and it's going to really speak to us. It says favorable report, report of good or great actions. Think about that now. Report that exalts the character, celebrity, renown, as the fame of Howard or of Washington, the fame of Solomon. So when we see the definition here, it says a favorable report, a report of good or great actions, right? Like, this is the type of reporting we want when we are on that level, right? And if we be honest with some of the individuals that have been mentioned hit today on the podcast, a couple of individuals that I mentioned, some that we may know, you know, in ministry, a lot of times it's not a favorable report that's being reported. And it's not because people hating. It's not because people don't like them. It's not because they got a whole lot of money. A lot of times it's stuff that we can see right on the surface. It's facts that we can see. It's not judgment. It's not condemning. And that's the thing that people don't understand. Judgment is saying, listen, you're done. You're going to hell. God is finished with you. A lot of times that's not what people are saying. People are saying, listen, you need to stop that before God judges you, before you mess around and find yourself in hell, right? When people say, oh, you know, only God could judge me, mean, if I know facts about something that you're doing, I know that it's a fact. It's not hearsay. It's not opinion. And I address you on it or I say something to you on it. That's not me judging you. That's me saying, listen, you need to get this thing straight, just like it's been done to me right in my life being saved. Listen, you need to get yourself together when it comes to this area, because you don't want to, you know, find yourself dying in this sin. You don't want to find yourself not repenting of this particular sin. So a lot of times when people try to say you're judging or condemning, no, if we got facts, we see certain things that you're doing, people have a right to say something, especially when you're making yourself a public figure or you are a public figure. And that brings me into something else. You know, is fame a bad thing? Is there anybody else, or are there other people in the Bible that we could look at and say that they were famous? Well, of course there is. And one of the main people that we see that was famous was our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I'm going to read some of those scriptures to confirm it. But watch this. When I read these scriptures, right, it's going to absolutely confirm that Jesus was famous. But look at how Jesus handled it. And I think that's where the problem comes in, right? Listen to what it says. Mark chapter 1, verses 25 and 28. And I'm also going to read Matthew 4, verses 23 through 24. It says, this is Mark 1, 25 and 28 through 28. It says, and Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace and come out of him. So he's dealing with somebody with an unclean spirit, right? And it says, and when the unclean spirit had torn him, and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. And they were all amazed in so much that they questioned among themselves, what thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commandeth he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. Verse 28, and immediately his fame, the report, right? His fame spread abroad throughout all the region round about Galilee. So we see here, right here, that Jesus was absolutely famous. The reports went out. Everybody knew who he was. We know situations in the Bible where people came to him for healing and said, listen, I heard about you. I heard what it was that you was doing, or I saw from a distance what it was that you was doing. So we know that he was famous, right? But the beautiful thing that you see here is, listen, his report, his fame is spreading because of the things that he is doing on behalf of the Lord, right? We know that he is the Word of God. We know that he is God in the flesh, the Word in the flesh, but he is doing the Father's business, right? He's doing what it is that God has sent him here to do. And that's what's expected of us, right? To do what God has sent us here to do. So it's not the problem with being famous. The problem is when we are trying to be a star, right? Because our actions, if we're moving by the Holy Spirit, people's lives are changing, so on and so forth. Listen, that's going to spread, right? The fame of that is going to spread. But a lot of times what we find is it becomes more about us and trying to be a star and trying to show people, you know, how dope we are, making services all about us, making services all about them, pretty much moving Christ out of the pulpit, off the stage, and making everything about us. That's where the problem comes in. I remember a long time ago, and some of you may not know this, but I used to do gospel rap, right? I used to go and be a part of concerts. I made some CDs. And, you know, when I used to make my music, I tried my best to really make it more word-centered than anything, because at the end of the day, only thing that's going to save us is the Word. The only thing that's going to draw people back home or back home to the Lord is the Word, right? Is when they hear his voice. He says, listen, my sheep know my voice. So if I'm rapping and I'm just rapping about me and all what we're talking about right here, right? If I'm just rapping about me and all about me and how nice I am and all that, that's not really helping them. So I always try to keep it, you know, Christ-centered. But I remember I made a song called IJS. I think I made two of them, but IJS part one, which stands for I'm Just Saying. And in one of the verses of the song, a couple of the verses, it says, this is what I had said, and this was years ago. It says, nowadays, we all about fortune and fame and take pride in the things in which we should be ashamed. True, the Bible said Jesus spread, it says true, the Bible said Jesus' fame spread near and far. Even though he was famous, he never tried to be a star, right? And that's the problem that we have. Like when I watch some of these services or I see somebody bring up a point about some what somebody did in a service, a lot of times the problem is they're making it all about them. I talk to you guys about this scripture all the time, and I tell you guys, like, this is how you know, this is a red flag for you. This is how you look and say, okay, this is a red flag. This is the scripture that you judge it by when you see these different individual preachers or even your own pastor or bishop or whatever have you. Listen to 2 Corinthians 4 and 5. Listen to what Paul says. And I'm getting passionate, so I feel like I'm racing. So I want to slow down. But because this really does bother me, because, you know, you see so many people kind of taken by these individuals and that swag they got, that charisma, you know, and you try to explain certain things to them without tearing that person down, because you know that type of attachment that they have to them. And sometimes they just can't see it. But that's why there's certain scriptures here to let us know, like, when there's a red flag there. But we have to read for ourselves. Listen to what 2 Corinthians 4 and 5 says. Listen to what Paul says. He says, for what we preach is not ourselves. And I didn't forget about Matthew 4, 23 and 24. We're still going to read that. But listen to what he says. He says, 2 Corinthians 4 and 5, he says, for what we preach is not ourselves. It's not about us. He says, but Jesus Christ is Lord. That's what we're preaching. That's what we came to promote. We came to promote Jesus as Lord. We didn't come to promote ourselves. And that doesn't mean you can't share a testimony about something that happened with you. That doesn't mean that at all. But we can tell when people are making the service about them. And, you know, it, you can see it. Like, there's no way around it. But he says, that's not what we're here for. We preach not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus Christ's sake, right? Excuse me. We're here to serve. We're here to serve you, right? We're not here to, you know, be idolized by you. We're not here to make ourselves gods above you, you know, to hover over you and all these different things. No, we're here to serve. We're here to help you get home. We're here to make sure that you're tapping into whatever it is that God has called you to do. And that's why sometimes we hold these people. Yes, they may be famous, right? They may be a celebrity, but you don't have to hold them in the place of God, right? And a lot of times, why do people hold them in the place of God? Because they don't see themselves as much as anything, right? When they look at themselves in the mirror, they look at themselves as being way lower, not understanding these people, all they did was just went forward in what the gift that God gave them and the calling that he put on their life. If you do that, you'll have the joy, the peace. It's not about if everybody knows you or not. It's just about operating in what it is that God gave for you to do. Because if you look in the scriptures, every part of the body is important. There's no part of the body that's not important, no matter how big, no matter how small. And that's the thing that you have to understand. But you have to follow behind these individuals by reading the scriptures for yourself, so you can see when they're doing something crazy or talking crazy, you can see that red flag and say, listen, this ain't got nothing to do with God, and I don't want no parts of this, right? But let's go back to Matthew 4, 23 and 24, and we're going to close out the podcast soon. But I wanted to share this with you guys because, listen, being famous is not the part that's a problem. The part is the individuals that's trying to be a star, right? That's trying to make it all about them, right? And I'm going to show you the type of example that we're supposed to be following when it comes to the Lord soon, right? But let's read this this scripture that I said I would read. And Jesus went about all Galilee. This is Matthew 4, 23 through 24, teaching in their synagogue. Listen to what he's doing. Teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. So Jesus is putting in that work, right? He's like, listen, I ain't got much time here. The time that I do have here, I want to make sure that I'm about my Father's business. Not only do I want to make sure that I'm about my Father's business, but I want to make sure I finish the work. I talk about that all the time, right? It's just not enough for us to be doing what it is that God called us to do, but we want to make sure we finish that work, right? So it says that he's teaching in the synagogues. He's preaching the gospel of the kingdom. He's healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. 24, here it is again. And his fame. We just want to confirm that, yes, he was absolutely famous. So famous is not being the problem. but it's trying to be a star. It's trying to operate outside of the will of God, outside of the spirit of God, trying to figure out your own ways of how to save people and all that. You don't have to do that. All you have to do is do what God tell you to do and say what he say to say, right? You don't have to add any extras in, because the word is what saves. Think about this. Nobody can get saved unless the Father draw them to Jesus, right? Like, you can't just, when people say, I just decided to get saved, that's impossible. It doesn't work that way. So at the end of the day, you know, all of our schemes, all of our ideas, all of our different marketing schemes to get people in the church and all that, that doesn't mean that they're getting saved or that they're going to get saved, because God is the one that has to open that door. So what we want to make sure is that we're saying what God is telling us to say or what his word says, because we know that his sheep hear his voice. That's how I came home, right? Because all of the different things God kept doing in my life when I wasn't saved, planting seeds here, planting seeds there. When that time came and that preacher was preaching the word of God and saying the things that, you know, God was leading him to say through the spirit, it was like, boom, it's time. That was it, right? But if I'm talking about myself, it's all about me and my family. We over here, we were just in Hawaii. All that's fine. You want to take a vacation? But listen, I don't need to really hear about all of that all the time when you're in the pulpit preaching. We only hear a few times a week, a couple times a week, man. Give me the word, right? Let's make this time about the Lord. You want to go and socialize and do whatever afterwards, you know, go heavy on the politics, that's fine. But this time that you have in the pulpit, this little bit of time that we have together, let's lift up the name of Jesus, right? Let's lift up the word of God. That's what's most important, right? But let me read on. It says, and his fame went throughout all Syria. And they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with diverse diseases and torments. Once again, you know, not only is he famous, but they're bringing these people, like he's drawing these people because of the work that he's putting in. He's not drawing these people because he's entertaining them and he's always making them laugh. Once again, not knocking any of those things, not saying those things are bad in themselves. But what we see Jesus experiencing here is because he's putting in real work, right? He's not making anything about him. You know, it's about them. It's about serving, right? So it says that, you know, the people that were taken with diverse diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. And this last scripture I want to share with you, excuse me, been a little under the weather lately, but excuse me. But I wanted to share this last scripture and we'll close out the podcast because I think it confirms the type of people that we're going to need to be if we're going to be in ministry, right? If we're calling ourselves leaders, you know, teachers, pastors, prophets, evangelists, apostles, if we're calling ourselves these different individuals, then we have to follow the example of our Lord and Savior. If you're somebody that, you know, you're famous, you know, a lot of people know you and all that, there's a high price to fame, right? There's a high responsibility to fame, you know, and everybody unfortunately can't handle it. But let's see how the Lord handled it, right? We see how he handled it right there. You know, he was all about the Father's business. We don't see anywhere in there, you know, that as they, you know, coming to be healed or as he's ministering to them, he's making it all about them and all of the stuff that, you know, they should have, and, you know, all the stuff he got. Look, if you want to be like, we don't really hear none of that from any of the apostles or Jesus Christ himself, right? Once again, things, they're not bad in themselves. If you got money, then you go buy whatever you want, right? But that's not the end all be all. At the end of the day, what makes us rich is being saved and having the Holy Ghost. Money, the stuff, that's just a cherry on top, right? So that can't be the end all be all. That can't be what we use to draw them in, right? It can't be secular things that we use to draw them in, right? You know, it has to be stuff that if we are going to use and do, it has to be word-centered and Christ-centered, right? Because words are super powerful. But I'm going to read this last scripture and we're going to close out the podcast. Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 through 8. Listen to what it says. It says, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves, right? So he says, listen, let us esteem others better than ourselves. And he said, none of these things should be done through strife or vainglory. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. So he said, listen, don't just be about yourself. You know, also think about others as well. You know, focus on serving, right? Focus on helping them and what it is that they're trying to do. Stop just trying to make everything about you and trying to get everything that you can, right? Listen to what the scripture goes on to say. It says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Right. This is what having the mind of Christ is, what we see him doing and saying here and what we're going to see him do and say. Right. It goes on to say, who being in the form of God, don't miss this, being in the form of God. Right. Because he is the word of God. Right. Thought it not robbery to be equal with God. So he didn't think it was robbery to be equal with God. He didn't think it was taking away anything from God with being equal with him, because he was, right? He was one with God. He's the word of God, right? But even though, listen to this, and we're going to close out here. This is very important, guys. Even though he is the word of God, even though he is the word walking around in flesh, the word that came from heaven, listen to what verse 7 says. And if it says this about him, then how much more should it say this about us? It says, but made himself what? Of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant. Confirmation of what I've been talking about for years. The form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. So listen, it says that he made himself of no reputation. It wasn't all about him and who he was and this and that. He just was here to put that work in. And putting that work in, you know, doing the will of the Father, that's what made him famous, right? It wasn't him trying to be famous. It wasn't him, you know, making little TikToks and doing weird stuff to be famous. No, he was just putting in work. And when you put in that work and you helping people out, they're going to let somebody know. You ain't even got to do all that, right? You ain't even got to put billboards up and all that. And I'm not saying that those things are wrong in themselves, but you ain't got to do all that, because when you're putting in true work, the word is going to spread. People are going to tell it on the rooftops, right? But it says that he made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in the fashion, as a man, he what? He humbled himself. This is the Lord we talking about. So why we absolutely should be doing it, right? So why is it that we're making ourselves of some type of reputation and talking crazy and doing all types of wild stuff when the Lord himself didn't do that? But it says he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross, right? Came obedient unto death. And that's what we got to do, right? We got to be obedient to the point where we die to self, right? That we're willing to die for the cause, whether that's figuratively or naturally, right? Like we have to be in a place where it's like, listen, this ain't about me. I'm saying God forbid, but it could be God's will. If I got to lose my life for this, then it is what it is. Why? Because it's not about me. It's about him. If I'm saying I'm doing ministry, then that means that I'm doing it for the Lord. I'm not doing it for myself. I'm not doing it for the people. I'm not being swayed by the people. I'm not going to do stuff in the church and all that just for the people's sake, just for you to have a good time. There's many, many different ways that we can have a good time and God still be glorified and people leave just as joyous as they would doing anything else, right? You know, we don't have to bring down the standards of God in order for people to get saved, healed, delivered. Because the bottom line is, if we're bringing down the standard of God and we're not operating in the spirit, they're not getting saved, healed, and delivered. And that's just a fact. If you guys been around, been saved as long as I have, come on, you know what time it is. You know what time it is in your own life. So this is the type of things we got to start being honest about, right? It's not personal. You know, I'm sure enough not going to go from how I've been doing to start making videos and calling preachers out. That's just not for me. These two podcasts, I talked about these situations. One, I wanted to address what the person said about Jamal Bryan and me being jealous. Two, last week, I just wanted to say to you guys, listen, if it's bothering your spirit, leave these people alone. Like, take heed to what the Lord is trying to show you, if that's the case. because we've seen what has happened in the past where people have followed some of these preachers to their physical death, not only their spiritual death, but to a physical death, an early death. So we got to be careful, guys. We gotta, you know, really, like the scripture says, like Jesus said to Peter, we have to watch and pray, right? And we know that later on, Peter addresses that in the book of Peter, talking about, being vigilant and being sober, be sober, be vigilant. That's what he was addressing, where Jesus was talking to him about being asleep. Like, listen, watch as well as pray. Stay awake. Keep your eyes open. It's a lot going on out here. So we got to be careful. And the only way that we're going to be able to confirm that these individuals are talking to us the right way and talking to us, you know, in the spirit of God or by the spirit of God is confirming what they're saying through the scriptures and being able to see the fruit, not no natural fruit, not no car, not no money, not no house, not no big offering, not no fruit where people's lives are changed. And we're not talking about change just because he went to service and got a quick high and then got on the church steps and cut somebody out. We're not talking about that. We're talking about really seeing the fruits. We're not even talking, fruits has nothing to do with even a big crowd, right? Because if you remember with Jesus, he had a big crowd, but when he hit them with the word, with what he came for, when he hit them with, you got to eat my flesh and drink my blood, when he hit them with the will of the Father, when he hit them with what it is that we're supposed to be doing here, guess what? That's when most of them, they walked away. So it's not about the crowd, guys. And know that I'm telling you these things because I love you. I've seen a lot happen to people and seen them follow people, unfortunately, to where it's almost hard for them to get back to God, right? Because they put this individual in the place of God. They didn't see this individual as they should have seen them. It's okay to honor a leader, but you should not idolize a leader. So know that I love you guys. Excuse me once again. And until the next time we hop on the podcast together, guys, know that I love you. Continue to pray for me. Been battling with this little whatever it is through the Christmas holidays, but you know, by faith, you know, it's going away little by little, but being that I have to work and go out and about in the cold elements, it's just kind of lingering, but nevertheless, I'm well. God is good. I'm here and able to share his message. So that's all that matters. So just keep me in prayers. I do the same for you guys. Know that I love you guys and take heed to what it is that I'm saying, guys, and pray, get in your word and gauge what it is that you're seeing and be honest with yourself about it. I love you guys. And until the next time we hop on the podcast together, Shalom.